Commercial salmon trawlers have until February 25th to apply for money meant to offset a drop in king salmon catches allowed under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Anyone who held a hand or power trawl permit in 2009 is eligible and has been sent a pre-printed application from the state's Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. The Pacific Salmon Treaty is an agreement between the U.S. and Canada on the management of salmon. When it was renegotiated in 2008, Alaska's share of the harvest was reduced by 15%. About $1.5 million was set aside to compensate Alaska trawlers for the loss. Howard Pendle has been power trawling for most of his 35 years as a fisherman. He's also on the northern panel that advises the Pacific Salmon Commission. He says the 15% reduction has impacts beyond the fish themselves.
That's the money they'd be spending around town. I mean, if they have a little extra, you know, able to do something with, make donations, help get kids to college and whatever. But anyway, that's really out of the net. So the thought was to try to get some of that money just directly back into their pocket.
That money starts at $75 for anyone who held a hand trawl permit in 2009. For power trawlers, the payment begins at $150. From there, additional money is added on for those who actually commercially harvested fish, and then again based on an individual's percentage of the total Chinook harvest from 2009. Pendle says the money will help, but he'd rather have the fish.
I don't think there's any way to compensate for the loss of fish than fishermen have never asked for, that I'm familiar with, asked for money, and they didn't ask for it this time. We really wanted the fish.
Applications must be received by February 25th. Links are at our website, aprn.org.